Hey guys, this is Tasha, Justine, and Tashina, bringing you all the things you wanted to say but wouldn't, and all the things you were going to say but they say you shouldn't. Welcome to Get Out of My Head.
Happy
Okay.
Easter, guys.
Happy
Happy
Easter. Happy
Easter.
Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Happy Resurrection Day. Whatever it is that you call it, we are bringing it live from Get Out of My Head. Wishing many blessings to all the families out there. Yes. I know about the live part, but yes. Well, we live right now. Like, we're live recording. They just don't. But that's the
You're
thing. When
right
I think of a
after.
live recording, it's like, people there that can chime in, like when we go like live. But
Yeah.
yes.
Yeah, I get the point.
Yeah, I get the point. I get the point too. How are y'all? How was your weekend?
Oh, it's
Oh
just,
my.
it was crazy.
Yeah, you said that,
Work.
Tasha. You was like, I'm alive. Why just alive?
Because work's been kicking my ass, man. From Thursday, my clients, like, it's like y'all love me, but y'all hate me. Because, like, I'm talking about working me hard. Like, eight clients Thursday, Friday,
Ooh.
I had like six.
Were
Saturday,
they
I
all
had
braids?
another seven. Yeah, it's all, all
Okay.
the guys' braids, really. I don't really
Okay.
have too
They
many
was getting
clients.
ready for Easter.
Yo, I'm
Right.
like, Lord. Like, one of my clients yesterday was like, oh, it was day before yesterday, actually. He hit me like, oh, I see you don't have no availability. Can you squeeze me in? I'll tip you 20. I'm sorry, sir. My squeeze in fee is $30. To squeeze, if you do $30, we can talk about something. You know what I'm saying? You're not even talking the right numbers, bro. Like, but yeah, it's just been yesterday. I don't know what happened. I really don't know what's going on right now. Like, yesterday was just like by the time I got back to my fifth client, it was just like shut down. I had like a little 30, 45-minute break. I went in the back, and went to sleep for a little while. And then I just was not well. I came home, a crazy headache. I don't know. I'm thinking to attribute it to like this crazy weather change, like, because it's so
So
drastic.
do you
Like,
think stress? Because you sound like you're working a lot though too. Stress,
yeah, I woke up in the middle of the night last night. Like, I came home, I crashed, I went right to sleep. Then I woke up in the middle of the night and took some medicine because my head felt like somebody was hitting me with a hammer. Like, that shit was
Oh,
killing me.
dang.
Like, it was crazy. And then I took an Advil PM, and then I took something for, like, nasal congestion. The pollen is another thing. Has the pollen been
Oh,
disrespecting
yeah.
y'all cars too?
My car
Yeah.
looks disgusting right
Ridiculous.
now. Yeah, I need a
Bad.
car wash bad.
Every day I say I'm
First of
gonna go get a car
all,
wash. Yo, I got this whole,
Yeah.
I pay $30 a month and I get unlimited car washes
Me
a month,
too, and I still don't make it.
Listen, that's the thing. And the car wash, I'm at the car wash right around the corner from my job. You would think it's just like go there real quick. No. And then it's like I went and washed my car, and then my car was looking beautiful. I went into the nail salon, came back. It looked like somebody picked the tree out of the
Right.
ground and
And
shook that
shook
motherfucker on
it.
top of my
So
car. Like,
it's like, what's
what?
the point? All
Yeah.
right, spring
Everybody
lady,
got green
no.
cars. Everybody.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, this is not
My car is
happening
out here
here.
looking like,
Right.
it looks like a hoopty.
Right.
I'm like, dang, I done upgraded. I make all this money. Why my car look like a hoopty? All three of my little tire protection things is off. Like, my little hubcaps is off. I got one hubcap.
Justine, you
Thanks,
better go
Santa.
get some more. Yo.
Order some. I ordered a set of four black matte ones, so it's gonna look dope with my tinted windows. I'm like, let me just go ahead and stop looking like the stepchild.
Yeah.
Because every time I go to Charlotte, my mom's like, you are a
Business owner, walk around
accompanier,
like.
and why does your car look like that? I'm like, Ma, it's the time for me. It's not even about the
It's
money,
the
it's
time.
the time. It's like, I make all this money and I don't even have time to really spend it. And even when I'm done working, I don't even want to spend it online because I'm tired. I just want to just
I
chill,
can't
like sit
even
in
do
my
no.
bed and watch
You know how long I was
TV.
trying to shop for Miami? You know how long I have been trying to shop
Yeah.
for Miami. It's not
Well,
even
I
funny.
bought stuff from Fashion Nova and it's delivered and I didn't get nothing. So I'm kind of over even trying to attempt to shop. I don't
I may
know.
have to just go into the store, just a matter of finding
Yeah,
where
that's
to
what I'm
go.
gonna do.
That's
I'm gonna go
hilarious.
this weekend. I was telling Sheena like we need to just go this
Just
weekend
take
because
your
I
time
can't
and just
I'm
take a lot, the same way you allot time for other stuff, try to allot time
Yeah.
just to go do this. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking I'm gonna try to go on a Sunday too. I'm not gonna go today, maybe next Sunday or something.
Yeah. But it's crazy. I'm just like, wow, this is crazy. I finally got my little stimmy.
Oh, that's dope.
And I'm like, but I was like, you know what? God knew what he was doing, because now I have extra money for when we go to Miami. Yeah. Because I was like, that stimmy would have been
going. I didn't even touch mine yet. I had mine for like 2 weeks. I didn't even have to touch it. That's such a blessing.
Yeah. That's what I was like. I'm glad they sent me the paper check, because that would have been gone. Yeah. Like, I would have spent it on everybody else in Charlotte. I'm like, yeah.
Mine just been sitting in my account. I was trying to open Justin up a bank account and give him his money, put his money in an account for him. And I have not touched that money. It's been such, I don't know. God didn't see my suffering. It's just like, here, just blessing me with the abundance.
Yeah, I'm just like, yes, everything is falling into a place. So I'm like, yes. So. God.
No, listen.
I'm gonna hold you. I'm pissed the hell off right now. Tasha, have you ever gotten SNS and the nail lifted, like the powder
the,
and stuff lifted?
The powder like came off of your nail.
Like, how does that? Yeah, I've never had that happen to me. And I went. First of all, I don't have time to keep going back and forth to anybody's nail salon.
That's
like,
the point
I just...
of you getting those type of places.
Yes, like if I had time to keep going, I would just do a manicure every few days. And not do this. But we went Friday. Yesterday, I went back because one nail broke. And then the other was lifting. And then I'm sitting there today and realize it's like three of them. One of them is really bad. Like, I was washing my hair and got hair in between it. That's how bad it is. And the other two are like starting to lift too.
Oh yeah, nah. They gotta have to give you a, I mean, maybe they want to do it for like free, but y'all gonna have to give
he
you, like,
fixed
a
the two yesterday for me for free. They gonna fix this shit for free. I'm telling Justina, I'm pissed off because I was the one that called to set up appointments the very first time we went to the damn nail salon. And yet Crystal got the guy I wanted to get. And I asked him too, like, why the hell are you doing her nails and not mine? But he just laughed. He thought I was joking.
I think they gotta laugh at us. They think we joking. I was
like, joking. Haha, I'm not playing, get up. Like,
no, let this one do Crystal nails.
Yeah. I think I told you though, I think the problem is, like, it's no lie out here. They get comfortable very quickly, and then they get accustomed of us coming and tipping them, so they think they could do whatever.
I spent $100 in that nail salon on Friday. That's $100 every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
$200
and
like
a month. That's the damn car, baby. Stop playing.
Exactly. Yeah. I love where we live. You know what I'm saying? Like, being in Atlanta is super dope and stuff like that, but the maintenance, besides our hair, shout out to Tasha, but the maintenance of your nails and your feet is very hard to find the right person. Like, New York, we had solid people. Koi never messed up my nails. Uh-uh. Like, never. And I was going to him for years. He never got comfortable with me. He didn't have me in there for hours. I would go there.
It's
and
quick.
Like, you know, he was quick. Like, he was doing me and Tashina's nails. Sometimes all five of our nails.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd be out of there before 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
like,
is,
out here,
know.
It's like they lollygag and they get comfortable, and then it's shitty jobs. I'm like, bro, we spending $80 and more in here, and you think we'll just do whatever you want? That's why when they be asking me for all the perks, no, just give me the regular shit, because you're going to mess it up anyway.
I did do a manicure, so I did a manicure. I let this bitch put a little ugly-ass design on my toes. I ain't got a design on my toes in years, and yet
right.
Ugly
I don't
shit
put
on
designs hands. On my toes.
Yeah, I was like, it's only 2 weeks,
French
but...
Yeah, like, come on, y'all want to get extra perks and extra tips and no, but do your job right. You worrying about, I'm going to pay you. I'm not that girl. I'm going to pay you. Don't worry about if you're going to get paid now. Your job is to do my job. Do the job right and nice so I don't have to keep coming back here.
Yeah, no, just
because I even had to go back.
Third time.
Yeah,
third time.
And you just got your nails done this Friday. We're not talking about last
Friday.
We're talking about this
crazy.
Friday.
Yeah,
if it was, and to,
if it was over a week ago, then y'all gotta.
I like forget it. I'll just wait until, you know, I'll maybe even soak this off and just wait. Honestly, I keep trying to go do this thing and hanging out with Justine and Crystal, but I'm like, my girl right around the corner. I ain't never had these issues with her.
Listen, girl, I would not feel no type of way. I'm still gonna love you the same. Do what I'm like, because I'm at the point and, like, you know, I love spending time with y'all, guys, but we can figure out something else to do,
right?
And hang out. We don't gotta like.
It don't
do
gotta be
the
nail
together.
Yeah.
No, it don't. If your girl around the corner is hooking you up, go to her. Trust me, because it would not be no, like, you know, like,
no,
it would
nobody
not,
got
I
no, ain't nobody got no fucking $100 to be thrown away every 2 weeks.
Exactly, and I wouldn't want you to do that. That would be like, that's stupid. And then if it's convenient for you, like, she's around the corner, hell yeah.
Literally $100. I exaggerate, you know. I spent, but the thing came out, tab came out to $101, and then I tipped them on top of that.
Oh yeah, see, no,
it's not like I'm rounding up. It literally was $100.
Give me my acrylic overlay, thank you very much.
Hello. Mm-mm. Get your life right. But yeah, that's crazy. Other than that, weekend is going good. After this, I'm going to do dinner.
I'm going right back to the nail salon. I'm just kidding.
She was like, I got to go get my nail fixed.
I'm trying to see when. I have to go. I have a closing on Tuesday. Mind you, I don't know what time I'm closing. So I don't think I can't choose what agent I want to work with again. But like, yeah, it's a no for me again. But I have a closing. And then the condo still has furniture in there for when I lightly staged it. So I have to rush and try and destage that before catching the nail salon. A lot of work to do. Yeah, I was supposed to do work for my regular job this weekend too. It didn't happen. So what's the topic this week? So I know last week, you know, we were supposed to talk about being friends and relationships, and we said can guys and girls basically be friends, and whether or not I said something about spending the night at a friend's house while in a relationship, but I don't want to talk about it. We don't have special guests on. And I don't want to talk about it with just you two, because I already see there's a difference of opinion.
You already see my hands
off, but we just need some outside party. So
we need outside party.
Please let us know if you would like to be a part of it or be on the panel to talk about this.
Yeah.
So this other topic, and I've been wanting to talk about this for a while, and I was supposed to get it right with like framing up, like the tee up for it.
Yeah,
because it's very controversial. At least I think it's going to be. So don't judge me.
Get the words together right now. It's cool.
But I have been dating, right? And I'm starting to look at dating now, because I'm serious about the next person I'm dating is it. Like that I'm dating seriously. You're going to be my husband.
Right.
You're dating for marriage.
Yes. So I've been looking at dating, don't judge, as like I would any new job opportunity that came to me.
Okay.
And what I mean is, like, when you leave out, this is what I was telling Sakara, who was on there before though too, about like the amount and the pricing that you're offering, or like when you're accepting a job, they're offering you a job. I want the highest salary that I can get, because it feels like that's where I'm starting off at, right? When I'm thinking about percentage increases every year, like my job does annual increases each year. If I'm starting off at a higher amount, like 100,000 as opposed to say 90,000 going into a job, 10% of that, 10% of 100,000 is higher than 10% of 90,000, right?
Yeah.
So when I think about dating, right, and I know Sakara was like, you know, keep throwing in it, because I was talking to her about it recently though too, like even money, for instance, like, oh, I don't care if a guy doesn't have money because he has personality, all this different stuff. I want to start off with like the best qualities as possible in a man, because God forbid we break up, I'm only going up from here.
Right.
So as I'm dating now, the last person I would say I dated was in a relationship, set the foundation really, really high. Whereas if it wasn't him, someone else, I probably would have allowed some more shit. Like, you don't have X, Y, and Z. So I'm okay with that. I could work with you. Whereas now I'm like,
no.
I'm not even entertaining.
You need the whole alphabet. You need A through Z. Okay.
Yeah.
We ain't skipping no letters over here.
So how that sound? That sound crazy?
No, it doesn't sound crazy. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's basically having standards and just the way that you want to do things. And I think that if more people thought that way and felt that way and, you know, operated that way, the standards just that people would actually put out would be more. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's like, just to relate this to hair, like, you know, when I have my clients, and when I see the barbers with their clients, and it's like, man, you know, if females said something about niggas combing their hair and these niggas need to comb their hair, more men would comb their hair. The guys were like, you know, when I was growing up, if I would have came out the house like this, they would have called me a nappy head little boy. Like, ew, he dirty. But it's just like now, y'all don't have to do that. So if we make it like, as women, like,
men have to, you know, I expect for my man to be making this amount and to be having this in his life. That's what men would just have to put forward in order to get a woman. Just like these women, you know, men want a big, you know, they're not all men, but most men, they want a big butt, fat ass, you know, small stomach.
I'll keep looking. No.
And that's why, and that's why women do what they do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's absolutely nothing wrong with feeling like, you know, all right, I was just dating this guy. Although it didn't work out, I do see qualities in him that I know now that a man can have. So that's what I'm looking for going forward. And that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely don't think you sound crazy at all.
No, there's okay, nothing so the wrong wasn't with bad. That. No, and there's nothing wrong with that, like how you view to date, you know, taking a job opportunity the same as dating someone with potential to be your husband. Mm-hmm. It's a difference between like, because now I feel like, okay, I feel like now in our 30s, we kind of figured a lot of things out. So we know, you know, what we require. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like in our 20s, it was okay because we were figuring it out. We was figuring out going through the motions. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between, I think, too, when you're dating someone very young and you stay with that person. Like if you started dating someone at 16 and y'all been together from 16 to your 30s.
Yeah, why is that my story? Yeah.
Y'all could go, you could go through the struggle with that person. That's different because y'all are both coming from the bottom. But if I went through my 16s and made it through to my 30s and I went through the struggle and now here you come in my 30s and I don't want to struggle with you.
Right.
Like you should have been already went through your struggle. Now we're going to come together and build a solid foundation and build a dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I think sure people get it conflicted and confused. Like it's not me being sadity or being bougie. That's not what it is. Because if I went through the struggle with you at 16 and now we're here in our 30s, okay, cool. But if I go through it by myself and you go through it by yourself, then I don't expect you to go through another struggle with me. If we get married and we hit hard times, that's different. And I think that's where people get misconstrued and conflicted. Like that's not us being a certain type of way or being, you know, standoffish and stuff like that. No. Like
that's my standard. That's just what I
right. Yeah, we didn't go through that struggle together. Like nigga, some of us had kids before you came along. I went through a struggle with my kid, my nigga. Like, and then you think I'm gonna come in here and then I'm gonna take care of another kid? No,
No.
You got it twisted, boo. And that's not me being any type of way. That's just who I am.
Yeah, I don't wanna. I definitely am off that whole, you know, struggling this period, because at the end of the day I am more than afloat on my own. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
I'm chilling right now monetary wise, you know what I'm saying? It's just the want for a companion and someone to build my life with, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm already chilling. Just because I'm chilling right now does not mean I want to pick up somebody or have somebody thinking they pick me up and now we sinking. I'm not chilling no more. I'm just completely sinking because I decided to date somebody who fucking works 20 hours a week and has a car that breaks down every other month. You know what I'm saying? Like those are not the type of things that I just don't want to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? I just cannot make myself be a part of that. I'm sorry.
And you shouldn't have to. Absolutely not. Like over here on this boat, we are sailing. We are not sinking.
Right.
Okay?
So it's not.
But
like,
that's the thing, though. Too. It's not even just. It'd be everything for me. Not even money anymore. Like if I see a guy and it's like, you know, maybe he has money, but I'll be talking to him and I'm like, oh, how many kids you got? And it's one more than the last one. It's like I'm not interested. Or if I see one, it's like you're not that attractive. It's like, oh no, I had someone that was cuter than you. I'm not interested.
This is my whole thing. Like when is that person? When is that person and it's the right person to, I mean, I don't, I'm, again, I'm not married. I'm not even in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? But I just personally feel like those things are going to click to you. It's going to come to you. Right now, you may be feeling like, oh, you know, damn, my last nigga had two kids and you got three kids. That's about too much for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then you never know. You never know. This man might have a whole different type of situation going on. But if you feel that,
I don't even give it a chance.
If you feel like it's going to be a no, I don't know. I feel like if there's a man that is giving you all the time that you require, He has all the money that you require, has the personality that you require. He has the looks that you require and has his children and that situation at with his kids completely under control and can give you all the time that you need, all the time that you want, and can do the things that you want to do. And you know what I'm saying? I don't think you're going to keep telling him no, especially if it's
but a consistent. But that's the thing. It takes a chance to even get to see Laura, yeah, right? To know that you're treating me this way. I don't even like, oh, you have this. I'm done. I don't. The end of conversation is how I be.
She's like, no time of day, right? For you.
Stop. Again, if I'm bringing it back to a job and thinking about a job, right? Like, let's say, I don't know, there's something else where it could or could not be your dream job. I don't know. But like another job opportunity that's there. But the salary may be less. So you're going to take a pay cut or the location is different, right? Mm-hmm. It could be a really great job where the environment is amazing, where you fit in so well and it doesn't matter about X, Y, Z or that because it's so great. But I don't even attempt to try it anymore. I'm just like, I don't want to waste any time. Like, maybe
I definitely think those things should be, I definitely think that those things should be prioritized. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think those things should be prioritized where there's a level of things that's important. Everything can't be the same amount of importance. The only reason why I say that is because just like when a job opportunity, when it's like, a job opportunity presented to you, but what about when you going to go look for a job? You know what I'm saying? You're going to want the person, the hiring person to bend with you. If you need someone to bend with you, you know what I'm saying? It's just like where certain things, how can I say this?
You got to compromise,
basically. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not saying on everything. I'm not even saying, on most things. Maybe it might be just one small thing that you may have to just compromise. And I'm not saying that to be with that person, but just to go forward and see what they talk about. Right.
See what it's like.
I feel like it's just a matter of opening up. Just opening up a little bit. And when I say that, I mean like, I'm not saying, I don't know. I just feel like just to maybe talk to them and hear them out and see what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like because if somebody has one more kid than what you would like, what's the problem with that?
I'd be like, ooh, that's one too many.
But why? But why?
You thinking about the time that they give them with you? But what if all the kids are in the same household? What if they just have 3 kids by the same person, but it didn't work out? But their time is just not divided by three
kids
people.
Is still a lot. No, I'm like, you already have 3 kids, and I know there's a potential I may want another. Now you okay with having 4 kids?
Like, but what if one of the kids is already in college? That doesn't conflict with you at that point. How or what if two of the kids are in college?
Matter.
We don't know their story. Things happen.
Right. Like, shit, you know what I'm saying?
Not judging, I'm looking at people around me, period, in my family, and my friends. Like, things happen. Like, you know, shit happens. Like, and that's what I'm realizing, like, in life, period. I'm not going to find the perfect man.
That's the cars.
I'm
going
to find the man that is perfect for me. Your unicorn is going to be perfect for you. I'm not going to find the perfect man because there is no perfect man. The only perfect person is God. But he's going to be perfect for me.
My thing is, I don't really understand what I mean, like, it's one thing if it's a man that is struggling with his children. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Struggling with his children, or because you have so many children, you have baby mama drama, or because you don't have any time for me. You know what I'm saying? Those are the top three things with the whole having multiple children thing. Or if I want more kids and you don't. Because you already have enough kids.
Yeah, that's the three. I mean, two. Even two is a lot. Honestly, like, I was like, okay, I could do one. But even two is a lot to me.
That's the thing that you have to, like, you have to really, like, figure out
how important that is
to
you.
You
know what I'm saying?
At the end of the day.
Very.
You're going to have to take a chance. You're not just going
to,
like,
so you're trying to tell me if a man has, let's say you did give him a chance, okay? So if a man has the right amount of money, he does not, it's not, a struggling is not even a thing, okay? He's well off with his paychecks. He's well off with his money, okay? He's very attractive. Mm-hmm. His personality is hitting for you. You love talking to him, you vibe with him, he makes you laugh. Y'all like a lot of the same things, so y'all can spend a lot of time together doing things, right? And maybe y'all have sex, and sex is outstanding, okay? Everything, but he has 2 kids, it's a no.
That's the part, Tasha. Like, saying all of that, yes, you can say yes. That's the only get to why experience the personality in sex because I'd be already like, no.
Yeah.
No, it's not because they run off. It's because you tell them no.
Yeah, you got to give it a chance. I know.
This is my thing. If it's like, oh, you know, this nigga has multiple children and he don't ever have no time, it's a no for me. But if it's just
I don't even know about time. That's the part where it's like being open.
That was yesterday. We're talking about today and going forward.
Oh, you think I'm be open?
I'm just trying to make you look at things just a little different. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because people was, you know, someone would say to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you know, you like them saying, oh, you have a kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I have everything else, but I have a kid. It's like, damn.
That's one kid.
But I'm a good woman.
Yeah, I'm a good woman, but I just have one kid. But you see what I'm saying? It could just, they think could just be I want with no kids. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying? Or even saying, damn, you had a fucking baby when you were 16? That's crazy. No, You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you just putting me off just for one quality of me that does not define who I am.
Right, because like I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Like, things happen. And that's why I was saying, like, in the beginning, like, you don't know. Like, I look at my friend's situation. Things happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, my closest friends, they have babies sometimes at 16, teenager. It happens. But that doesn't make Tasha, like, you know, a bad woman who she is today. Because
Tasha still only got one kid to me. So she'd be okay in my book.
But what if they do that to me? Like, look at who I am. I got one kid. You're like, save my situation. You still got one. What is not what it is today, but I'm out here trying to date. I got one kid. I have all these great, you know, qualities. And he'd be like, oh, no.
I want a woman with no kids. You know what I'm saying?
I want a woman with no kid. And I want them to be the first, for her to bear my first child.
Listen, so this is where I'm coming from, right? Like, we be giving people the benefit of the doubt. And trying stuff, and then it doesn't work out. It just don't. So, like, why compromise on what I want for the possibility that it just don't work out? Like, why even waste my time in it?
Well, I feel like that's where multiple dating comes in. I'm not telling you to put all your eggs in the one basket with a nigga with two kids. I'm not saying to put all your eggs in the basket. Y'all just dating each other, and y'all spending time with each other. You seeing the effort that he's putting in. And I don't mean, like, the talking. The talking, because that's spending time, but I don't mean the thing that you say you're going to do. I need to see who you are while we are dating.
The actions you make.
I don't want for a man to ever tell me, you know, a man that has kids, that tells me he can't do something because of, you know, your children, because you have to do this with your kids or do that. And that's just like a thing. If that's a thing, I personally can't deal with that either. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, but if that was a thing, I would understand that. That's stuff, like, if you couldn't do something because you had stuff for your kids to do, I get it. And in my mind, that's what I signed up for when I chose to date a man that had kids. So if I know that's going to be an issue already, like, I'm expecting that, right? You can't control whether or not something ever happens with your kid. It's a kid. So by me saying,
no, I don't mean like an emergency. I don't mean like emergency stuff. But you know,
she means like flaking on me to do something for your children, not
for your children. But I'm saying like with, like, see me, I'm like this, like
with
what you got. What you got planned for the rest of the week? Blah blah blah. For me, in my opinion, if you tell me, oh, you know, every Saturday I have my son and my daughter, or every Friday I got my kids. Every this time and this time I have my kids. Right now in the dating stage, in the beginning, I'm not trying to even be a part of that in no way, shape, form, or fashion. That's your time allotted for your children. I totally understand that. So I'm trying to pick Monday through Thursday and Sunday, or Sunday through Thursday rather. I'm gonna try to, you know, thinking those are days you're gonna make plans to make time with me.
Commit to me.
Right.
Exactly.
Commit to me. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you're trying to tell me like, oh, you know, now Tuesday we're supposed to go out on a date, and then you tell me, oh, nah, I told my daughter I'm gonna take her here, and it. No, that's a problem for me. Like, those type of things, like, you don't have that type of shit in order for me. That is just something that I would rather just not tolerate. You know what I'm saying? I don't really want to deal with it, you know? So I totally understand the kids and stuff like that, but it's just, I don't want you to totally completely X that out only because
we're not 22 and 21. You know what I'm saying? We grown women. And at the end of the day, you want a grown man, and you want a grown man who has sense, a grown man that's smart, a grown man that's wise. Not to say those are the only people who come with children, but a lot of times, though, that's how men are. You know what I'm saying? They have to be experienced. You want a man with a good amount of money and a significant amount of money. It's not a lot of men out here. Good men that treat women right, men like those type of men that are making the kind of money you want, that are men that have been single and don't have any children attached to them. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only reason why I'm just saying, like, maybe I'm talking about, like, you know, three, see what it's hitting for. You know what I'm saying? Like, see what he's talking about, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
I get all you're saying, but three is just like, when I think about two and going back to this list, I want a man that's family oriented. I expect you to be spending a lot of time with your kids. I just expect that to happen. That's how I want you to be, is to be involved and have your kids and be in their life multiple times, which means that your time may not always be there for me. I don't want that. Like, I don't want that.
Yeah, that's not really, not always true. And you know what I'm saying? Because I've dated men who got kids that fucking live in a different state. You feel me? Their kids don't even live here. So it's like, your kids live in New York. Your kids come, you talk to your kids all the time. They come to you, they come see you on holidays, and they come see you during the summer. That makes him a bad father because he don't got his kids with him.
It's not a bad father. It's people have their preferences and stuff. For me, I don't want that. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, the nigga just moved to a state because he got a better job. What the fuck?
That's cool. That was, you know, kudos to you. Congratulations on your new job. Congratulations.
Tashina said, no, you move in, you move the whole family.
Yeah,
okay?
Because, you know, the only reason why I say that is because I know a lot of men. I know a lot of men who live in New York who won't move anywhere because they're saying, oh, my kids are here and you got a better job opportunity to make more money, to make more money, to be better, to be happier, to live better, to bring your kids somewhere better potentially or eventually, but you won't move just because, oh no, I got kids here. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I understand that part too. I feel like that, like, if I had a situation like that and I had children with someone and it didn't work out or whatever the case may be, and he has a better opportunity to go to another state, I'm all for it. Y'all see my situation. Like, I stayed in Charlotte while he came here to pursue his career.
Yeah.
And we made it work, but I was on the same page with him. And even before he left from school, like Buffalo state of mind, I always told him, like, if you got to go to Cali, wherever you got to go to do, make it happen. Make it happen. We gonna make it work.
And especially now, it's fucking FaceTime. It's fucking FaceTime. It's all these things. And then again, we are adults.
I travel.
We make a decent amount of money. You're adults, and we make this decent amount of money. Especially if it's like, yo, I gotta jump on a flight to go see my kid real quick. I gotta jump on a flight, and if you going from Cali to New York, we talk about 6 hours. I gotta do that, and that's just what I gotta do to see my kids. But this is just a better opportunity for me.
Here. You see the difference in this stuff right here? Justina's talking about making something work with someone she already has a kid with. Y'all already have a kid. Yes, you make it work. Yes, you tell him to go and pursue the better opportunity. Just like the guy you were talking about who's in New York and his kids are there.
Yeah,
the
that's
baby mama
was
would say, yes, go ahead and push and go do the better thing for your life. What's going to ultimately make it better for our kids? We will make it work because we have kids together. That is totally different. Then you entering something brand new with someone else whose stuff is like that. More power to you, and I commend you for trying to make stuff work and doing what's best for you. I just don't want it.
Yeah, no, that I was referring to the person in New York. Like, if that scenario ever happened, I don't see why men don't take the opportunity. That I think that is like,
if that was me dating that man, I would push him to go and pursue the better opportunity.
Yeah,
I
and
would.
If you had a kid with him and you weren't dating him, you would push him to do that because at the end of the day, it's what's beneficial for your child. That's what I was referring to. Now, you, on the other hand, I get what you're saying about, you know, your standards and how you feel about it. It's your preference, and we ain't knocking for that. We still love you, but it's like what you prefer, and I totally get that because it's easier said than done, too.
It's very easier said than done. It's not like it'd be easy to just turn. I mean, everyone gets lonely. I think about it. Time is ticking. Like, yes, but like, time is ticking. So, yes, right? You should be open to more things. But I also am like, time is ticking, and I'm not trying to. I don't say wasted too much time. I already spent a lot of time in relationships that didn't go anywhere.
Yeah. So I'm thinking your point on what you're saying. You don't want to do another 2 year thingy and then it'd be like, no.
When it, and then I'd be like, well, I knew I shouldn't have talked to your ass in the first place. I didn't want to talk to you because of X, Y, and Z.
But you don't have to do a whole 2 years. What if you just figure that out in like
the beginning?
Two months.
I don't know. I feel like those type of things, like, you know, I really my little bit of time of being out here in the dating pool and dealing with guys out here, I definitely, what I'm looking for and what I want is like, I've seen that initially out the gate with niggas. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's just like, I see that from the beginning, like, all right, yeah, nah, this not gonna work because I don't like this. And it's just like, once I feel like, once I see you calling or you texting me and I look at my phone and suck my teeth, it's a dub. I know that. Like, because a nigga that I like and a man that I like and I'm interested in, it's like, oh, yes, we texting all day. Like, you know what I'm saying? We text and we talking pretty much throughout the day and we talking at nighttime. We talk all the time. And that has happened to me with several men, mostly guys that I've had these longer relationships and dealings with. We kick it off and we hit it off from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Niggas that I know I'm not going to be really fucking one like that, I can tell. You know what I'm saying? I really don't have any situations where I've been dating them for a little bit of time. You know what I'm saying? It's always been like, all right, I know that's not gonna work. Mm-mm. So
like next, please.
It don't really have to be like a long drawn out thing. I feel like dating somebody for a month, dating somebody for 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, that's not wasting time. It's like, this is just me going through the motions. This is what you gotta do, like, go through the motions in the dating pool.
This is the thing with even being open, right? Because I do the same thing. Like, I'm not to say I've never been open. I say, okay, I'm going to be open too. I don't like X, Y, and Z, but I'm going to try it out. We're going to see if this works. Mm-hmm. And then that same thing that I had to be open about, because I wasn't really feeling to begin with, a few weeks from now, maybe a month tops, that's the same thing.
That's the very thing that is. Yeah. And I feel like if that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? Because again, it's just like certain things is like where they're going to be an issue. You know what I'm saying? Like certain things that you would just already know out the gate, I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? Like no, that's not that's not it.
And that's like if I'm like, oh, he's not as attractive, right? Like, all right, I'll give this one a being open. You got everything else I'm looking for, but you're not like as attractive to me as I would have liked physically. Yeah. But you got everything else. So maybe personality or the other things, seeing stuff about you will make me more attractive. Cool. As things go on and progress in a relationship, like, where you're supposed to be more intimate. Yes.
I definitely understand that because I've definitely been in situations like that where it's like, all right, Tasha, try to overlook this and try to overlook that.
Let me tell you something. Do not overlook anything when it comes to being attracted with someone because you have to be, you got to be attracted to them in order to get it on because it's going to be like, no.
Yeah,
it's like don't compromise that. That's not compromisable. Yeah, no, that's not compromisable because I'll be like, no, that's one thing I'm not compromising on. If you look funny and I ain't digging you, no.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've definitely dated ugly niggas before. You know what I'm saying? And it's just the personality and the things that you do is what makes me feel like it's like literally everything else is good. Like, you know, you got money, you funny, you like, you know what I'm saying, you like the things that I like, you know, it's just like you dress nice, you always smell good, you know what I'm saying? It's just that you're just not that cute, you know what I'm saying? You're not that
cute. But are they ugly to you or are they ugly to your friends?
It's to me.
They're ugly to your friends. Your friends don't got it.
Nah, my friends feel like it's way worse.
It's me.
Yeah, it's me. It's like, yeah, you're just not that. It's not like if I see you on a street, like if I see you walking down the street, I'll be like, damn, that nigga's fine. It's not like that. Or damn, that nigga's cute.
Yeah.
Or it don't even gotta be fine or cute. It's like, I don't fuck with that nigga. You know what I'm saying? He ain't even none of those. It's like, nah, if you try to talk to me on the street, I probably would say no. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a good chance I say no. It's just that I got to know your personality first as being cool with you. And then, you know, we start dealing with each other. We start, you know, spending more time together. I'm like, oh, you're not that bad. Blah, blah, blah. If I squint my eye and turn it sideways, you kind of cute.
Oh my god,
you know, fuck it, let's just have sex.
Yeah, no, yeah,
aye, aye, aye. Shut up.
Okay. You have to check for the lights off. That's what it is.
So, like, I even see guys that are, like, he's cute. Like, they could be cute, you know, like, decent looking. They're cute, but can't dress. Or, like, have all the stuff
that is great on work paper.
So I thought. So I think. But a lot of times when you can't dress, that also means you don't got swag.
Like, I thought so, too. Like, I really thought that was something that you could really, like, change. And the only reason why I said that is because I was dating somebody who told me, like, you know what I'm saying? They wanted me to dress this way and dress that way. And I did it. You know what I'm saying? So it was just, like, nothing. But, like, first of all, we're older now. So we like older type of men. Not older than us. But, you know, we like a certain type of age. Like, if we ain't dating 20-year-olds, we dating more niggas in the 30s. You know? So... With that, those type of men are usually in their ways.
Yeah, they're
in it. If we go back to a few podcasts ago, I've definitely been like, yeah, you know, it's clothes. You can change that. Nah, these niggas dead ass be stubborn. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I want to be able to call you and say, babe, let's go out to eat. I want to go to this restaurant. And then I got to fucking come home from work and fucking get you dressed again like a baby. Like, nah. Like, I don't want to have to leave your clothes out or be like, babe, put on these blue jeans with those Nikes and then put on that shirt, that one that I like. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't, you know, or just constantly having to be like, wait, no, don't buy those sneakers. No, don't buy that shirt. Mm-hmm. Don't, your jeans are not supposed to fit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like for my man to like to have your clean cut, smell good, and you know how to put some clothes together for yourself.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know about the swag.
They can't dress, no swag. No swag.
Usually it means they ain't got no swag either. And honestly, for me, that's what turns me on sometimes. Like, I want to look at my man getting ready to get up and go out, be going on a date, and look at you and be turned on. And that carries us all throughout the night.
That shirt.
Yes.
Where you get those jeans? They look nice. Like,
I can't with y'all too.
Yeah, like, I mean,
from the get-go. Like, I'm turned on before we walk out the door. Like, yeah, like, you just straight
want some kids. She don't want to fucking say, hey, get the baby ready and meet me here. And then he got the baby outside looking like all types of fucking crazy because he don't know how to put the goddamn outfit together. Oh, it's the whole thing. You gotta look all the way, like all the way. My nigga can't buy me no clothes. He can't buy me no sneakers because he don't know what the fuck I like. Because he's thinking like, oh, babe, I thought you was gonna like these. No, this is ugly. Like, who's wearing these?
No, like, have you ever seen me put something
on
like this?
You should put on no shoes like this. Where do you think I'm going in these kitten heels, babe? I don't like these.
No, and then I got a
kitten heels.
Yes, I have some of those. It's like Betsy Johnson bag. It was the black pleather looking bag. It was like plastic looking, like. And I don't want to hurt your feelings and tell you this ain't my style.
It's ugly. I don't know whose style it is. It's not mine, and I don't give it to my grandma. Like, what is this?
You know, yeah, I feel you on that one. I haven't had those type of situations. I've had mothers call me and ask me, like, what I like because their son's trying to get me something.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
And I'll be like, that's cool. Because they'll call me and be like, you know, I told him, Justine, look at Justine. You better go get a gift card from Bloomingdale's. Okay, Ma, now you on my type of time.
Right.
Bloomingdale's, yes, thank you. You know me because you see, like, so... I feel like if you can't do that, then you should get your mother's opinion or someone who maybe has been around me to do those type of things. Because the Betsy Johnson got me over here twisted. Like, damn, my nigga. Like, I get design. Like, she's a designer, cool, but you could have went to Aldo. That's my type of style.
I took a cheap Aldo bag that was not plastic looking.
Now, Aldo ain't cheap.
Aldo is not cheap because I didn't get a bag from
you. I'm just saying, I would prefer that over some plastic. I don't care what brand it is. I don't wear plastic, okay? Like, unless it's supposed to be clear. And that's the
Yeah, the whole plastic, the only plastic bag I have in my closet is the Steve Madden.
That is different. I don't even know where the hell that bag went. That is different than this black pleather looking shiny bag.
Yeah.
It's like what them shoes called? It's not plastic. Patent leather. That's what I'm thinking
of. Patent leather. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Easter patent leather now. Not them shoes that your mom made you wear to say your Easter part.
No.
Thank you, but no thank you. Do I look like Shanae to you? No.
Exactly. Okay. So, I don't know. I can't. I'm sorry.
Swag. No swag is out the window.
So no swag.
Be
no.
open, Tasha.
You gotta
Be
know
open.
How to dress.
No, not on that.
Yes. So not compromising. You do not compromise. Look,
so we compromise everything swag. But kids is what it's sounding like.
No, I mean, like, no, because see, me, I compromise with children. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, it just really depends on where your children are, how you are with your children, how you are with your baby mother. I don't want anybody in no volatile relationships with their baby mom, where their baby mom's gonna be like, oh, you got a bitch now. But I don't deal with that type of shit, because now we can't be together because your baby mom got crazy, and now I gotta beat her up, and now I'm gonna have to be around your kids after that. No. I don't want to do none of that. So I can't deal with anybody who has any, you know, crazy relationships with their baby mom. You know what I'm saying? And if your kids are too small, you know what I'm saying? It's a number of things, but I've compromised it with kids to a certain extent, and then not too many, you know what I'm saying? Because I've tried fucking with niggas who got a lot of kids, who have a lot of kids.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's why, Tasha, because three is a lot of fucking kids.
Yeah, but you know, yeah, you're talking to somebody who fucked somebody with two number digits kids.
Yeah, so that's, I'm like, me, is that what? Because three is a lot.
Three don't. The reason why I say three is not a lot is because my mom had three kids. You know what I'm saying? Your mom had three kids, and that's, to me, it's just not a lot of children. It's really not. You know, shit. Grandma still had a boyfriend after having eight kids. You feel me? So it's like eight kids. That's a lot. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, as I get older, and especially when it's, like, kids that have the same mom and shit like that, like, y'all niggas was together, y'all was in a relationship, and y'all were fucking. Y'all had babies, you know what
I think
saying?
That's why it's, like, thinking of it differently, though, too. I don't know. Like, you know, my mom, your mom, Justine's mom, right? They're three kids. It's the mom that has the kids, not the father.
Not the guy.
Because in my experience, you're trying to say I'm coming at it with different stuff.
Like, they
in my in my experience, though, and I'm probably stereotyping here, that ain't what I see. Not all the time. I find it that men have one kid. They have one that is in their possession or in close proximity to them. And the rest of them,
they never
not.
Have all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
Honestly, for me, the guys that I've dealt with, like, I mean, I dealt with one guy who had, you know, sole custody of two of his children. And then, no. The rest of the guys that I've dealt with, they've all been, you know, the part-time parent, you know,
I don't want that.
You don't want get niggas that have kids that don't live in their house?
It don't even have to be, not, I guess it's that, though, too, and the difference of stuff, right? I don't want a part-time parent. Like, it could be that you are, like, splitting custody, for instance, with your baby mama, ex-wife, whatever the case may be. But not a part-time father. Mm-mm.
Well, I mean, if the kid doesn't live with them, if the parents aren't together, somebody has to be a part-time parent. Somebody has
not,
to.
Not all the way in some cases. I feel like that is what we see a lot, but not all the time.
No. She's saying that, like, what? Because
someone can have
not like
custody.
Part-time. Yeah, not like time, not like living in that. She means like you should be full time even if you're not in the household.
So what does that look like?
Right. That's what I'm getting at, right?
Yeah, like you have, and I don't know how this works out in thinking about it, but like you have your kid just as much as the other parent does.
Like you do the same amount of work. Even if they're not in the same house.
So what do they do? Come to your house, come to one house every weekend or something?
Every other weekend back and forth. There's some weeks where they're at your house versus the other person's house. I just need you to be an active figure in that kid's life.
I don't know. Like my father
not only on weekend, like
yeah, my father,
I mean,
had me
summertime.
My father took me on the weekends and during the summer. And I wouldn't say that he's like, you know, wasn't a full-time parent. He was a full-time parent. I call my father, like when I get home from school every day, when I was in like, you know, elementary school, middle school, high school, not so much because I just, you know, was in high school. Like, you know what I'm saying? How you are with your parents. But, you know, I get home from school, I call my mom and I call my dad. I call both of them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Your father was doing the right thing. What I'm finding with the other guys who do not have their child, like their child is not living with them, they are not the parent that has sole custody, whatever the case may be, they are not that present in their kid's life.
The qualities for her ain't working. So she's saying like you need to, even if you're not physically,
they're not physically there, living with you, I you need you to need be just to as active.
Yeah, but you know, like active. I mean, just coming out, just me personally, like, you know what I'm saying, as you know, while my son's father could be very, very much more, you know, hands-on with my son, definitely. But, you know, when your kid is like 5, they don't want to talk to you on the phone.
I don't care. I still want you to, your kid could not want to talk to you, sit there and be on the phone and be quiet, not pay you no mind and be doing X, Y, and Z, a million other things. I don't care. I still want you to call your kid.
Still make that effort. You still need to. I mean, yeah, I see. I understand.
And a part of why your kid is not doing X, Y, and Z with that because you are not as present.
No, it's just because they don't want to. Kids, you ever see, there's some kids who are just, you know, they're talkative like that, like they like to talk and they like that type of stuff. There's other kids who do not, they just don't like that.
I need
that.
You
like,
to still call. That's, I don't care. Kamora if didn't. Doesn't she didn't as I'm thinking yeah. of her but she didn't like it out there. She didn't like it, he still called.
No, but she, but he still called and sat there because that's just who he is. And Kane and May, like, but that, yeah, he can't take that away from him. He's a great dad, hands down. Like, I wish he could rub off his qualities in fatherhood to most men around him or near him, rub elbows with them, because he did those things. She didn't. She would leave the phone and he still would be on the FaceTime. I would come and hang up the FaceTime, like, all right, she's doing something else. Like, you don't have to sit here no more. But that's what he did. That's what he did. That's just, you know.
You still call them, and then as they get to that age where they become more open, you see something different. As opposed to...
And now she calls back and forth because that's what he's instilled in her. And he always made it, like, even with his work schedule or his whatever's going on, you are number one. You call me anytime. I'm on set. Call me. You can't get to me. Mommy gonna figure out how to get to me, whatever it is. He's always, because now that's how their relationship is. And I think that's, as parents, we have to set the foundation, mothers and fathers, because there's not great mothers out there too. It's not just all men, but yeah, you have to set that foundation and be a 100% active parent, whether the kid wants to or not, talkative or not. Like, Kobe's the opposite of her. Kobe wanted to talk, Kamora didn't, but it's, you just got to do that for your kid.
You're the parent, you got to do it.
Yeah. No, I understand that. I mean, it's tricky, but I understand it. And I understand where you're coming from, and that's just what you.
It's to me. It's just want. About a person's character for it.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're judging. You're judging their character, because that's how you're going to treat. Because God forbid if things don't work out between me and you, and we have a kid, that's how you're going to treat my kid. That's what you're looking at. You're looking at these qualities of how, what type of dad are you going to be to my kid? Like, if you have kids and you're a shitty father, hell no, I don't want to have kids with you. And you shouldn't. You shouldn't even be with that person. That's why I'll be looking at these girls sideways. Like, how can you slay next to this scumbag?
Mm-hmm. I ain't calling him a scumbag. Just
because that's how I feel. Because I love children. And I love my kid. I love other people's kids. I love my kids.
And so, I don't have any. So I expect you to have a child. Saying. You need to be doing more than what I would do.
Hello. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So, that like, you know, that's, we're not going to take anything less. But I think we got to wrap this up because
we do. We do. But as always, ladies,
it was a pleasure. Yes, ma'am. And if you are, if anybody who's listening to this podcast and you guys want to be on the next
episode
with us,
only if you agree with me.
Don't listen to her.
To debate these factors, please reach out to us, direct message, comment, those two things, because it'll be posted on a social media page. So if you do definitely want to do that, please reach out to us in ample enough time, because we record on Sundays, so it will be good to know
right
time, please.
All right, guys.
All right, so I'm off to the nail salon.
Yes, go ahead.